Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is, what is this? It's Thursday night. It's the 19th of March. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. I am running a little bit behind schedule here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So if I sound a little bit harried, that's precisely because I am. I just returned from a trip downtown and had a somewhat light dinner, which is what fat people like myself need to do, at least on an occasional basis. And in any event, here I am live on this, the Republic Broadcasting Network, with you this evening. Today is Thursday, which is, of course, the day that American Free Press goes to press. And there is a very interesting issue of American Free Press that is going into the mailbox, and you should be receiving it shortly. There's a piece in there by yours truly. Something by Mark Glenn, which I didn't even get a chance to read, folks. I didn't even really get a chance to read the paper because I was entertained by some nice friends and guests who stopped by today. You've seen their writings in American Free Press, Reg Calvert and Pete the Greek. I can't even begin to try to pronounce Pete's name. I think it's Papa Heracles. But even if it isn't that, we just call him, with great love and admiration and respect, Pete the Greek. And these two guys stopped by and had some time to spend with them this afternoon over a cup of coffee. And the reason why I bring this up is because, folks, if you ever do get to Washington, D.C., feel free to visit the office of American Free Press, bearing in, which is at 645 Pennsylvania Avenue Southeast, right on Capitol Hill in a nice, decent location. You're not likely to get robbed or mugged or raped or shot. It could happen, but I doubt that it will. Crime isn't as bad as many people think it is. But as I say, you are always welcome to stop in and visit American Free Press and meet the folks there. It's a bare-bones staff, and it's amazing that the staff at American Free Press is able to get out a weekly newspaper. It's not perfect. I have my criticisms of it, just as you do yourselves, you know. But that just all is part of the process of, you know, human beings working together, trying to get something done. So if you want to stop in and see, get an idea of how American Free Press works, you'll see it's a bare-bones operation, and that's the same thing can be said for Republic Broadcasting. Unfortunately, RBN and American Free Press and the Barnes Review don't have big endowments from think tanks and the Sid Richardson Foundation and all of these. You know, you hear about all of these people that plow money into the Heritage Foundation and American Enterprise Institute. Nope, that's the problem. The people who speak the truth don't get the money. The people who tell the lies do. That's basically what it all comes down to. That's something that Pete and Reg and I were talking about this afternoon, about the fact that there is so much disinformation and misinformation out there. It's so difficult to combat, and, you know, We try real hard. American Free Press tries real hard. RBN tries real hard. You know, it's nobody's perfect, but we work. We do the best we can. We do the best we can. In any event, folks, we are going to the break. When we come back, I may have a few comments about some item here or there, but I'm inviting you to call in this evening. Number here is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Chelarex from scienceformulas.com. Chelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Chelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Chelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Chelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Chelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Chelarex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
All right, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, reminding you that American Free Press has a website at AmericanFreePress.net. You can find the Barnes Review at Barnes Review, not the Barnes Review. They should change that, but it's BarnesReview.com. BarnesReview.com. And if you want to find out some more about my writings and read some of my writings, you can go to michaelcollinspiper.com, which is a subsidiary of America First Books. Not my website per se, but Bill Fox, a good man who put that site together, has assembled a lot of my writings up there and lots of things. Anyway, I think it's a pretty interesting site, and I think Bill's done a good job. Anyway, a few little items to run through. New York Times, front page today. I hate to talk about prostates, ladies and gentlemen, but here it is. Front page of the New York Times. You know, men over 40 are always said, oh, you got to run out and get your prostate checked, and otherwise you're going to die and go to hell. Well, New York Times admits today, studies show prostate test saves few lives. Screening can lead to risky and unneeded treatments. A whole generation of men, American men probably for the most part, have been rushing off to get their prostates tinkered with and then subjected to unnecessary treatment. Same with a whole generation of American women. The story came out. It angered the cancer industry. It turns out that a lot of American women have had their breasts needlessly removed because of cancer, when the cancer studies proved that many, many cancers come and go and come and go. Some come and go forever and ever, all men, including breast cancer. Now, the cancer industry doesn't want you to know that because they want you to go in. They want you to go in and get cut, and they want you to go in and get burned, and they want you to go in and get poisoned. And they make a lot of money, and you die from the treatment, not from the cancer. Little tip for you men that have prostate problems. Fill a glass with olive oil, lemon juice, and garlic oil and drink it. It works. I've done it twice over the years. It works. Hate to get into that kind of subject, ladies and gentlemen, but hey, it's our health. And it involves our freedom, too, because, you know, this corrupt government that we have tries to deny us health freedoms and choices in medical care. They want to all keep it in the hands of a monopoly. Speaking of monopoly, that word these days is almost synonymous with the word Jewish. And two leading spokesmen for the Jewish monopoly in America are John McCain and Joe Lieberman. And here, today in the Washington Post, these two scumbuckets, these two warmongers, have a column entitled, Our Must-Win War, The Minimalist Path is Wrong for Afghanistan. Obama's supporters, Lieberman and McCain, say, as the presidential candidate, Barack Obama called Afghanistan, quote, the war we must win, unquote. He was absolutely right. Now is the time to win it, and we and many other members of both political parties stand ready to give him our full support in this crucial fight. Well, if these two criminals, McCain and Lieberman, are backing Obama's position on Afghanistan, then I'm here to tell you that Obama's position on Afghanistan is wrong, 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 because John McCain and Joe Lieberman have never thought anything right about anything when it comes to U.S. foreign policy, particularly in the Middle East. So, unfortunately, it sounds as though if Obama's friend, newfound friends, McCain and Lieberman, are backing the president on Afghanistan, then we must oppose the president on Afghanistan. Hell of a way to have to look at the world, ladies and gentlemen, but it's true. You can tell a lot about a policy by who backs it and who doesn't. It's very simple. And if John McCain and Joe Lieberman together in particular are in favor of something, then it is poison. It is a poison policy for America. And it's a poison so bad that I'm not sure a combination of olive oil, lemon juice, and garlic will do the job. No, I'm afraid we're going to have to find much more difficult and invasive processes to deal with this cancer that has been rooted in the American system, certainly since 1913, but even before that. This, I guess, is a cancer, ladies and gentlemen, where maybe cut, poison, and burn is appropriate. I'll make an exception here. Well, you know, you can find some good news in the news. And you do need to check out the New York Times today. I hate to refer to anyone to the New York Times, but as I often say, you can get some real solid news in the New York Times. And the reason why that is, is because the New York Times is a Jewish-owned newspaper that is geared towards the Jewish intelligentsia and to the Jewish elite, the Jewish money people on Wall Street. And it is a It's kind of an insider's newspaper because, you know, the average American, although they now can check it out on the Internet, the average American doesn't quite get the bigger picture. But in any case, all that having been said, today's New York Times has a front page story. Israel confronts deeper isolation in Gaza's wake. And in this story, it says what I've been telling you from the beginning, that the Jews are not real happy with Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Now, I know a lot of you out there saying, well, Hillary Clinton's a Jew herself. No, Hillary is not a Jew. Hillary's grandmother married a Jewish gentleman after Hillary's grandfather died. So that's why Hillary ran around saying, oh, my dear old Jewish grandfather. But in any case, this article is very, very interesting, talking about Hillary Clinton criticizing Israel. And they say, the New York Times, ladies and gentlemen, says this represents a distinct shift in tone from the Bush era. An internal Israeli foreign ministry report during the Gaza war noted that compared with others in the United States, quote, liberals and Democrats show far less enthusiasm for Israel and its leadership. Now, I know a lot of you don't like Barack Obama for a variety of reasons. And I know a lot of you don't like Hillary Clinton for a variety of reasons. But I'm telling you, if they are causing this unease, as it's been described, this unease that has appeared in the Forward newspaper and in articles in the New York Times and in commentaries on the Internet, to the point that Mortimer Zuckerman, the former head of the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations, has come out blasting Hillary Clinton. Something's afoot. Something is afoot. Now, a lot of people just don't want to believe it's possible that you know, many people want to believe that everything is cut and dry, that we are at the precipice, that there's no way of turning things around, that everybody and his brother is controlled lock, stock, and barrel by the Jews and or whatever they want to call it, the New World Order, the Illuminati, the this, the that. I guess I'm one of these people that looks at it from a half full glass perspective. That maybe, you know, what's left in the glass is the good stuff. You know, I don't know, folks. And it's, you know, you can get so many different interpretations of so many things. And, you know, I really, honest to God, try to, when I'm looking at things, I try to, well, you know, as I said to Mark Glenn, and as I've said to a number of people, when I'm writing a story for American Free Press in particular, or for anywhere, if I'm writing a letter to the editor of a newspaper, or writing a story for American Free Press, or even writing in my books, I try to reach to the lowest common denominator. There's a lot of self-satisfied and smug, so-called self-described would-be intellectuals, such as this character, Mark Weber, who drove the Institute for Historical Review into the ground. Mark Weber always looked down his nose at the spotlight in American Free Press, said, oh, they weren't intellectual enough. He actually used terms like that. You know, they're reaching out to the masses. We're appealing to the intelligentsia. You know, this kind of crap. Well, you're not going to win any elections, or you're not going to influence public policy, or you're not going to have a broad-ranging success if you can't reach as many people as possible. So that's the bottom line of it here, folks. I'm kind of wandering here, but it all comes to a point that you have to assume that your audience doesn't know as much as you do, and you are therefore then trying to educate them by using words and linguistics that they can understand. To bring it full circle, that's why when you talk about Israel, the state of Israel, you got to call it the state of Israel. And when you talk about the Jews, you got to say, yes, it's the Jews. Some people say, no, they're not really Israelites. Well, for the public consumption, they are. Enough said.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
There are two major factors that sell products, sex and fear. Let's talk about this. Life Change Tea will not enhance your sexual drive other than help you to live longer to enjoy it. And when it comes to the subject of fear, don't buy Life Change Tea because you fear. Buy it because you understand. Life is too short to enjoy from a hospital bed or a pine box. This nation is at its peak of unhealthiness. It's your decision, not ours. Life Change Tea is the alternative to sickness. No fear, just fact. Walk with the few that know. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. Get the tea and live.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Pfeiffer here. Yeah, as I said, you know, in the attempt to communicate with people, you know, we're not here to sing to the choir. We're hoping, you know, we, as in everybody here at RBN, we hope that, you know, we have new listeners all the time. And it's one thing to preach to the choir and preach to the choir. But we are hoping that new people tune in all the time. Now, I'm probably one of the more harsh voices on this network in more ways than one, talking about the issues that I talk about. But I like to think that I approach it from a common sense standpoint and that I analyze things and bring you anecdotal information that fits into the bigger context that you can understand it, if that makes sense. That's all the more quote-unquote intellectual I'm going to get. Kind of reminds me of, I was always a big Johnny Cash fan, and the famous Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison, he and his wife June Carter Cash, he introduces her and all the men in the prison are howling, and she says, "This is all the sexier I'm going to get." Well, this is all the more intellectual I'm going to get, folks. You know, I'm not going to try to be intellectual like Mark Weber. I'm just going to try to communicate as I see it and, you know, just tell you the facts, give you anecdotal information that put all together paints a bigger picture, a more accurate picture of what's going on in the world. Speaking of a more accurate picture, somebody very nicely sent me a YouTube link for Vanessa Redgrave's famous or infamous speech at the Academy Awards, accepting her Academy Award, not accepting her Academy Award, in which she referred to the Zionist hoodlums. Now, it's very interesting, folks. Last night, or the night before, whenever I spoke about it, I'm not sure which. I guess it was maybe last night. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I made reference to the fact that I remembered that the audience, that some people in the audience had cheered. This was my memory of it. That some people in the audience had cheered when Vanessa Redgrave said that, and that others in the audience had booed. Well, rewatching that YouTube video of her brief comments, in fact, the audience, when she referred to the Zionist hoodlums, there was a muttering in the audience, and no one cheered, but there was basically a dead silence. Then finally, Vanessa went on to say that she was going to fight anti-Semitism and fascism, and as she had always done, and everybody cheered as she wrapped up her speech. Well, okay, well, what's very interesting is that later in that same broadcast, and this is part of the clip that was sent to me, Patty Chayefsky, the playwright, screenwriter, who is Jewish, yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is relevant to the fact, he comes on and he says, I just want to say that I'm sick and tired of people using the Academy Awards as a forum for their personal political views. Well, you know, maybe he really believed that, but I tend to think in this particular instance, Mr. Chayefsky was more angry about the fact that an anti-Zionist like Vanessa Redgrave had dared to use the Academy Awards for her personal agenda. But then again, folks, the reason why it even came up is because, as Vanessa quite correctly said, Zionist hoodlums had been hounding the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and making threats, and they're the ones who made it the issue. It wasn't Vanessa. But in any case, and our sympathies do go out to Vanessa Redgrave for the loss of her daughter, actress Miranda Richardson. Kind of funny about Patty Chayefsky, you know, he was the author of the screenplay for what is one of my favorite films, Network, starring one of my favorite actors, William Holden, who incidentally looked a lot like my own late father. But in any case, that's the film where Arabs were taking control of American television. This is written by Patty Chayefsky, a Zionist Jew. Arabs are taking control of American television, and Howard Beale, the outraged broadcaster, shouts out the window, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Very entertaining film. Lots of good actors in the film. Faye Dunaway, great actress. The guy that played Peter Finch, who played Howard Beale, and of course, as I say, the late William Holden. But in any case, yeah, so Patty Chayefsky, here's a guy who puts out this phony message about the Arabs taking control of the American networks. Well, that message isn't put out. I heard one Patriot broadcaster say that the Arabs control Hollywood. When I heard that he had said that, I just refused to believe that he had said it. But then somebody sent me a link to where this famed Patriot broadcaster had made this statement, and I said, oh, what can I tell you? What can I tell you? Anyway, folks, and I'm not going to name that Patriot broadcaster because I don't want to embarrass him. And incidentally, before we go to the break, I've got a caller off the air asking how much olive oil and lemon juice you use. I filled up about half a cup of olive oil and about half a cup of lemon juice. It tastes like hell, but it sure works. All right, we're going to the break, folks. When we come back, we'll go to the calls. We have a couple callers lined up. Now's your chance. Make your call, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now.
Right now.
Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We have some callers lined up. If you want to call in, now is your time to do it. Okay, we're going to go to our first caller, who's John from Ohio. John, come on up, or come on east, I should say.
Hello, you there?
Yeah, hi, John.
All right. I just want to say, first off, I appreciate your research. I think you're an excellent researcher. But I also want to comment that I think you're focusing people too much on the Jew trees and missing the Luciferian forest.
Let me tell you something, John. I don't mean to interrupt you, but you know, I just had just this afternoon visiting with my friends Reg and Pete. We had a very interesting conversation about this very subject, and the fact is, John, yes, I do ultimately believe, I believe that the ultimate evil is behind what's happening in our world today.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I absolutely believe that. But the thing is, that ultimate evil has to have his minions at work on our planet. And the only way you can, you know, I could go on this show every night, John, and say, Satan is behind the evil in the world, and we must pray to God Almighty that he defeats Satan.
Uh-huh.
But the thing about it is, John, I'm going to let you continue. Please, bear with me for just a moment.
Sure.
I used to look at things in a political sense. I started off kind of looking at things in a Republican, conservative, Democratic, liberal sense. Then I started looking at the money trail. Then I started going a little deeper. And it took a long, long time for me, and I mentioned this on the air before. Maybe you didn't hear me say it, but I finally came to the realization that this battle we are fighting here on Earth is a battle between good and evil. Now, sure. Some people want to say it's Jesus versus Satan, or, you know, Christianity versus, you know, Luciferianism, or whatever you want to call it. But ultimately, that's what it is all about. Good versus evil. And as I say, from a practical standpoint, I don't see how, if I go on the air every night and blast Lucifer, that is going to be a way to communicate solid political ideas to people, or political facts or realities about what's going on. Now, I've said what I had to say, anticipating what you were saying, but go on. I want to hear what you do have to say.
Well, I got a lot of my ideas from books like Brotherhood of Darkness by Dr. Stan Monteith. To see what's actually going on, you know, as far as the political aspect, you don't have to look much farther than the former Green Beret Operation Phoenix Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino, who was one of the head officers of the National Security Agency. I mean, you know, the city in England, the banking system. You don't really have to look very far politically. The Freemasonic network worldwide. People
well,
like
the
Albert
city
Pike,
of
Alex
London.
Crowley.
Now, John, the city of London, as they call it, the city is basically a Rothschild enterprise.
They're the big part of it, but they're also Luciferian. I mean, you can't even like they definitely look at the Supreme Court in Israel. It certainly does not represent world Jewry. And I'm not Jewish, by the way. I have a Catholic Pentecostal background.
Well, when you say the Supreme Court in Israel doesn't represent world Jewry, what do you mean?
I mean, if you look at it, you know, they got this this phallus, like the Washington Monument set up there. It's completely like Freemasonic Luciferian, and was commissioned by the architect of the Rothschilds.
Well, but I guess maybe you don't. Let me put it this way. What I was about to say, I don't want to say because it sounded condescending, but let me put it this way. Maybe you are not looking at Freemasonry, which is, I consider, an evil. Maybe you're not looking at Freemasonry in the correct perspective of what Freemasonry is. Freemasonry was a creation of the Jews to undermine Christianity. A lot of people have put a lot of different spins on it, but I've done some reading on that, and there's a very, very interesting and very rare book on that subject. And based upon what I have seen in the field of speculation versus what I have seen in terms of how the Freemasons have operated in some of the great events, I use that term great very loosely, they have been operating on behalf of the agenda of Talmudism and Jewish revolutionary thinking. So I guess, see, what it really does all come down to is that here on planet Earth, we do find this same element constantly at work. Now, we don't know exactly the nature of the evil beyond our planet, and anybody who tells you they do know, I'd like to know why they have this special pipeline to God. There's good people all over this planet who are not Christians,
sure,
who are fighting evil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there may be people, they may be Muslims, they may be Buddhists, they may be Hindus, but it's amazing how much more they all have in common than they have in common with the forces in Israel and the forces in the Rothschild dynasty and the people here in America who do their bidding. So I wouldn't try to come to the defense of world Jewry because, you know, well, you may not like the Supreme Court in Israel, but I'm here to tell you, I don't like what Thomas Jefferson described as the depraved religion of Judaism. And I don't think you can find a better American true intellectual, better American advocate for the people and for what we call the American system, than Thomas Jefferson. And that's what Thomas Jefferson said about the religion known as Judaism, which, of course, is really, as one of our callers so quite correctly pointed out, what we know of as Judaism is basically a set of laws stemming from this thing called the Talmud.
Well, that's
that
nice.
Talmud is an adaptation and interpretation of what we know of as the Old Testament.
Yeah, the Torah and the Tanakh. And the, I mean, what you're talking about is these, this Kabbalistic group. I mean, they're Luciferian. They don't represent world Jewry. I mean, King David
well, let me
of the
ask,
Old
well,
Testament
let me ask you a question,
would
John,
turn over
in
his
grave
what they're
doing
today in Israel.
Who does then represent world Jewry?
You know, you can look at the some Orthodox Jews, people that Jews that follow the law don't believe in tattoos. They would reject the six-pointed star, that hexagram
yeah, but
on
John,
the Israeli flag.
Those a lot of those Orthodox Jews, most of those Orthodox Jews, follow the Talmud, and the Talmud is what teaches that Jesus Christ is the son of the bastard son of a Roman soldier and a whore named Miriam. Now, if that is what world Jewry believes, I mean, if those Orthodox Jews are the true Jews, then for God's sake, I'm opposed to them because
I mean,
they're the followers of the Talmud.
They're one of many religions that don't accept Jesus, and it's a shame. You know, I'm a Christian. I think it's a shame, but the guys that are really doing this really evil stuff, enslaving the world, are Luciferians, and they're not just Jews. I mean, like I said, Aleister Crowley was not a Jew. Colonel Michael Aquino is not a Jew. He was a neo-Nazi Satanist, founder of the Temple of Set. You know, he's a prominent in our government. I mean, he's one of the main guys that spy on the email. He's one of the main guys of the agency that spy on all our emails, that are trying to spy on the American public and spy on, control and spy on everything worldwide.
Well,
how can he get in that position? You know,
when was he last in the National Security Agency?
Recently, I'm not even. He's very active in past 2000. I'm not even sure if he's still active. But just the fact that just recently he was one of the leading officers of the National Security Agency says reveals who was really behind the globalist problem. The globalist
and who
agenda.
Was that?
That's the Luciferians.
What is your source on that? That someone said this?
Oh, my sources. I just Google it. Google Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino.
Oh, I've heard his name for years. I mean, I've read about him, a great deal of literature about him. But I want to tell you something, John. He may not be a nice guy.
Uh-huh.
And I don't mean to be facetious here. I mean, I'm sure he's not a nice guy in any way, shape, or form. But I don't think Michael Aquino is calling the shots in official Washington. I don't think Michael Aquino is getting on the phone and telling Congress what to do and how to do it. I don't think Michael Aquino is the guy who is whispering in Barack Obama's ear. And so if I came on this show every night and talked about Michael Aquino and what he was doing, I just feel as though there's a lot of people who would either say, Piper's crazy, or Piper's off on a tangent, or who the hell is Michael Aquino?
He's a
but John, you know, I'm going to tell you something. You made a critical. What's that?
Look at what the documented accusations of him being involved with child molestations.
John, I'm against child molestation, but I'm telling you, you can find a lot of people. What's that?
It's documented. It's so easy to find.
No, John, I know, and I agree with you. That's a bad thing, but I'm telling you, there's a lot of people who are child molesters who are not involved. You know, unfortunately, they're out there, and they're not involved in any political conspiracies of any kind.
Sure. I mean,
if it's true, it's true, and if he's getting away with these crimes, he shouldn't be getting away with them, but I don't see what, let me put it this way,
uh-huh.
I don't see what Michael Aquino's activities, whether in the realm of child molestation or Satan worship or whatever other things that he's involved with of any kind, I don't see how he is having an impact on whether the United States goes to war against Iran or why or whether and how the United States, or I should say this, or why the United States did go to war against Iraq.
Uh-huh.
You know, how does Michael Aquino fit into that other than the fact that he is just another very evil person who is part of a much bigger network. You see what I'm saying? I think actually, John, I guess what I'm starting to think now is that, you know, you started off by saying, I'm not seeing the forest for the trees.
Uh-huh.
I think you're not seeing the forest for the trees.
I admit that Jews, a certain group of Jews play a part of it, but they're just patsies. I mean,
well, who made them the patsies?
To really understand it, you know, you need to look at the work of people like Russ Dizdar, who deals with satanic ritually abused people that are part of the Black Awakening, these multi-personality splits that our own military uses for remote viewing, these people that are...
Oh, I'm familiar with all of this. I mean, I can't speak with great authority on it, but I have a substantial number of books on this topic that have written by some people who are familiar with it. So I am familiar with it, but I guess, John, what I'm saying is that where does that fit? I mean, and I'm not saying it's not a story. I'm not arguing with you at all, John. I'm trying to underscore the importance of what you're talking about. But it all comes back to what I was talking about here tonight, and I think is what stimulated your call. And that is that if I came on this show every night and talked about, well, remote viewing,
uh-huh.
You know, that would be an educational process, but I don't know where remote viewing has any direct impact on the conduct of American policy, whether it be foreign or domestic. It's part and parcel of the whole process.
Sure.
But do you believe that remote viewing is evil?
Oh, yes, I do. It certainly is.
But, why? But, I'm just curious. I mean, this is now we're getting into a philosophical discussion. But why do you think remote viewing is evil?
Well, it plays in, and it's not in the part how it plays in the politicians is the satanic ritually abused multi-personality. They got the Alpha Bravo Charlie Delta programming. One group is the sex slaves. They got these child prostitutes, adult prostitutes, that they use to blackmail our politicians.
Hey, well, listen, you know, I'm sure this has happened, but on the other hand, I guarantee you, see, now, and I'm not arguing with you, but I'm trying to put this in perspective. I have no doubt that this has happened. I've read about it, okay?
Sure.
And I think there's real grounds for it. John DeCamp has done some amazing work down there in Omaha, and certainly in conjunction with Ted Gunderson.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but I'm telling you, there's a lot of ways they can blackmail politicians without getting them in bed with underage boys and girls.
Oh, yeah, they can do it
you know,
financially.
So, again, I guess what I'm saying to you is that you're talking about specific mechanisms whereby which evil is operating, but in the bigger picture, when you start looking at the nature of the policies,
mm-hmm.
that are being carried out, it's largely irrelevant to that bigger picture because, you know, you have these politicians who can be corrupted in multiple ways. And in fact, I'll tell you what,
uh-huh.
the phenomenon of Jewish power and influence in this country is such today that they really don't need to blackmail politicians or even buy them off because they've got the politicians so damn scared, so many of them, that the
uh-huh.
politicians will not take a position in opposition to the New World Order, to this Jewish utopia, which is so carefully outlined in the Talmud. So they don't need to, they don't really need to bribe and blackmail anymore. They have consolidated a level of power just by virtue of their financial clout, by their control of the media.
Uh-huh.
By the noise that they make, like a bunch of geese honking,
uh-huh.
you know, that they don't even need. You know, I once was attacked by a wild goose, and I want to tell you, it's one of the most frightening things that ever happened to me. I had a wild goose flying at me, honking at me,
because
I stumbled across its nest. Very scary. Well, can you imagine? That's what these politicians in Washington are like. If they dare to stand up to the organized Jewish groups, it's like a bunch of geese honking and flying and flapping their wings, and I want to tell you something, it's scary. So my sympathies go out to the American politicians, all of them,
because they know what will happen to them. They will be confronted with a bunch of geese.
Sure.
And that's what happened. They don't need Michael Aquino to catch them on video having illicit sex with an underage child.
Oh, he's one of many.
They don't even need to pass them a suitcase full of money, but they can always. But the politicians know that if they're obedient, they get their rewards, but certainly not in heaven. John, well, I appreciate your call. You and I have a fundamental difference in outlook, but I agree with you that these things are important, but from a different way of thinking. So I thank you for your call. And,
thank you for your research.
I hope you will call in again sometime. We'll talk more.
Sure.
All right. Well, we do have to go to the break. I appreciated John's call, ladies and gentlemen. We have some disagreements, but I think he's a very sincere guy, and he certainly has brought up some things that certainly do deserve being looked at. All right. We are going to the break. When we come back, go to the call. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world and that having a clogged colon is good for you, that being overweight is absolutely healthy, that there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air, and last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're wrapping it up. We can squeeze in one more caller. We have Patty from Maryland, not Patty Chayefsky. This is Patty, P-A-T-T-Y, from Maryland. Patty, come on up.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hey, Patty, I think I got an email from you, and I opened it up and read it, but I haven't responded to it yet because, as I recall, you required me to think about some things before I respond.
I required you to go to your library and look for a specific book, which I
yes, I do remember that, but I don't remember what book it was.
Oh, well, I'm going to quote from it tonight. It's Defense of Racism.
Yes, Edgar Steele's book, Defense of Racism. I wrote a review of that book. Go ahead, Pat.
I know you did. I know you did. And he mentions you quite favorably.
Oh, good.
Oh, yes, he does.
I forgot.
Final
that.
Judgment. He says it's the final word. But anyway, I'm calling in response to your conversation with Dave from Memphis from last night.
Okay.
Which was very, very good. And this might help out John, who just talked with you. And I thought that was a really interesting conversation.
Yeah, I enjoyed talking with John because it's we're on the same side and we just have a different way of looking at things. But I think, you know, I think it's all in sync.
Yes.
You know, and it's and I guess that's kind of where we all have to be. You know, there's got to be some common ground, even though we might seem to be in disagreement.
Right. Well, no, I picked up on the common ground there, and I could relate to. His basic belief, but when you were talking with Dave last night and you put forth the question, you know, why did Jews have this need for vengeance?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe you were using the word, you know, is a generic cultural, you know, and then why do they wonder why countries kick them out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it immediately made me think of a section in the book Defense of Racism that I had just read earlier in the evening. And if I can just read this one section very, very quickly.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, now it's coming after a part in the book where Mr. Steele is listing all of the similarities that the Jews in pre-World War II in Germany have with the Jews today in America,
mm-hmm.
and it's unbelievably the exact same statistics almost. It's incredible. But he winds up that section, and now from this point out, it's a direct quote from the book. Jews describe their ascendancy in cultures as being like cream rising to the top of the barrel. I see it more akin to the parasite getting atop its host and sinking its hooks too deeply. Just as so many Jews have explained to me in endless detail, I think it likely to be cultural. Jewish mothers and all that. Well, genetic too, but that is just culture gone to seed. It is as irresistible a compulsion for them as it is for a salmon to swim upstream in order to spawn. They can't help themselves. Now, this is the very best part. They get control of a society and take and take and take. Until they are ejected, just as they have been ejected from so many societies down through the years. To me, that says it all.
Yeah, and, you know, it's unfortunate, but true.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, earlier today, there's this nice Jewish lady that I know. I see her on a periodic basis in a shop that I work at. Do a lot of business in, and she's one of the nicest people you can find in the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have no problems with her. I enjoy talking to her. She enjoys talking with me. But, you know, the sad thing is that this overall unpleasant picture flies back in the faces of all these nice people like this. So, you know, Patty, we are running out of time here, but I appreciate your call, and I do appreciate your emails. And keep in touch. All right, folks, we're running out of time. Sorry we couldn't bring up my friend Byron from Canada, but we'll be here tomorrow night, God willing. Stay tuned, RBN.
With recent internet.